defense, a sophomore, number 17.
Good evening and welcome to Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. I'm Liz Holbrook up in Anago for the final championship game of the annual Anago Holiday Tournament between the DC Everest Evergreens and the Bayport Pirates. Filling in for Chris Conley tonight as he was supposed to be in Hudson for a basketball game that ended up being postponed. Last night, the Evergreens had a strong game against Anago. Had a shutout 4-0 with three of those goals scored in the first period by Jakuz, Schmidt, and Hackparty, with the final goal coming from Burnell. These two teams, Bayport and Everest, haven't met four times before in this specific holiday tournament. Haven't seen one another since 2017. And in that game, the Everest Evergreens were able to win 1-0. So it's been a couple of years since these two teams have met, but should be a good game tonight. Last night, Bayport beat their opponents, Middleton, 7-1, so should be a good matchup. We will be back with the start of the first period of play after the national anthem here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Bayport is coached by Mr. Mike Buchan. His assistant coaches are Derek Donahue, Spencer Jolly, and Brian Heiska. DC Everest Evergreens are coached by Mr. Dan Van Slyke. His assistant coaches are TJ Christensen, Colin Helke, and Brandon Joy. At this point, we ask those who are able to please stand, remove your hats, and face the flag for the playing of our national anthem.
Despite having gigantic snow tires on his car, Tegan still finds a way to spin his tires, like, in pretty much any driving situation, so.
Welcome back to Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Getting ready for the first puck drop here in the championship game of the Anago Holiday Tournament. Looks like taking the faceoff for the Bayport Pirates will be Jay Rybar. For the Evergreens, it is going to be Davis Hackbarth. Puck to drop one by Hackbarth. He is moving, attacking to the left as the Evergreens head into the Bayport zone. Goes into the right corner. Bayport able to get it behind the net, but a good stick save from Captain Jakuz. Unable to keep that as Bayport moves into the attacking zone behind the net and to the left. Evergreens have it back again and are headed through neutral ice. Bayport able to push it back there, and that'll be an offside call. Looks like that offsides is on Bayport. So faceoff will be taken in the right circle in Bayport's zone. Line changes for both teams. Taking the faceoff for the Pirates is Bryson Hiska, and it'll be Brady Bunnell for the Evergreens. Bunnell wins the faceoff, puck to the right. Puck is taken by Bayport behind the net to the left. Stick on it from the Evergreens, slide to the center of the ice, where Meischer Schmidt is able to get that out to neutral ice, flips it into the Everest offensive zone. Still on the far left side, Everest taking control through the neutral zone. Put the puck back behind the Bayport net. That is handled by goalie Marcus Niemi. Niemi moves it to the right corner where it is taken by Misk. Misk brings that out and in. Shot to the right side from Chilson. Misses to the far right, taken by the Everest Evergreens, and they will move that all the way down the ice as they're looking for a line change, but looks like we are going to get an icing instead. So Everest heads back into their own zone for the faceoff.
You can zone out.
Today's game brought to you by M&J Marine. Best boats in the business, the best selection, the best people. Go boldly at M&J Marine. Faceoff won by the Evergreens. Shot on goal from Jaquin. Puck far left. Another shot by Bayport hits the pads of Hurt. Bayport keeping it in central ice, able to move it to the left side of the offensive zone. Puck is in the left corner and then goes up and out of play. Get another stoppage here. Four shots on goal now there for Bayport. Definitely taking a little bit more control here in the first part of the first period, but still a nothing-nothing score. Bayport wins the faceoff. Far left blue line. Samuels takes it. He'll go into the neutral zone and drift back into Bayport's offensive zone. They're able to get a stick on it and get it back to neutral ice just over the blue line. Goes past center, being handled in to the zone by Rybar. Rybar tries to pass that off to Voska. Voska loses it. Everest able to take it as chipping it in to the zone is Nitsk as the Evergreens go for a line change. Bayport with control of the puck on the left side into the neutral zone. Puck crosses the blue line into the Everest zone, but Everest able to chip that back out to neutral ice as they will take it in to the offensive zone. Missed pass there from Wahoniak as it goes back into the Everest offensive zone. Left boards, left corner. A little bit of a board battle as that's pushed out and getting a stick on it is Hurt. Hurt in the back corner. Passes that off to the left side. Bayport able to push it back into the Everest zone. Everest trying to get it out. Puck behind the net being handled by Hurt. Hurt gives that off to Hackbarth. Excuse me. Then we will get a whistle behind the net. Looking like it was just net is off its mooring, so taking a little bit of time to fix that. Today's game is brought to you by Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks Law Firm. If you've been injured, call the lawyers you know and trust. Telesti, Kennedy, and Dirks, helping Central Wisconsin families for over 40 years. Face off in the left circle from Niemi. Won by Bayport, but kept in with almost a shot on goal from Yakuz. Everest keeping control. Cross ice pass over to Ortel, which is on goal and then stopped by Niemi. Another whistle. So faceoff again moves to the left, to the circle to the left of Niemi in the Bayport offensive zone. Faceoff won there by the Evergreens. Keeping it in play is Jelinski. Bayport takes control on the far right boards in the corner. It's given off to assistant captain LaRon, and it's taken into the zone where they will lose control of it as a shot is taken by Ebert. Everest able to get it out of the zone. Puck moves all the way down to the far right boards in Bayport zone. That is handled by Yakuz. who's fighting behind for it. Bayport able to get control as they're trying to get it out of the zone. Just barely able to get it out of the right blue line as headed in with the puck is Meisterschmidt. Meisterschmidt able to keep that around. He'll float back into the center ice by the red line. Chipped back into the zone. So we've got a board battle in the far right corner now. Able to come out with it is the Evergreens as Shiro takes it around and tries to get it out. Puck is by the blue line. Taken and put into the zone by Evergreens player Parker Neitz. But that'll be an offside call, so it'll come back. Looking like Bayport was able to get a line change. As coming out is Samuel Lyons, who scored a couple of goals last night, and Christoph Voska. In the right circle of goaltender Ethan Hurt. Faceoff is won by the Evergreens, by Nitska. Puck in the far left corner, circles around to the right corner boards. Ever still keeping a handle on it, trying to get it out of the zone. Goes back behind the goal again, be on the far left side. Ever's just able to get it past their blue line, but it is chipped back in by Pirates player Trevor Yankin. Ever's able to take control behind the net of the puck and trying to get it out of the zone, are unable to find a hole as at the blue line was in Selsing. Chipping it back in for the Pirates. Sam Kromski. Kromski chips that in before line change. Puck now on the far left corner. Behind the net. It's chipped out to Pirates' Tyler Brady. Shot on goal for Jack Chilson. Hits the left pad of Hurt. Puck back to the blue line, and a stick breaks that pass up as it floats back out to center ice. Bayport still attacking and going into the zone. Puck ends up behind the net. Hurt comes out to handle that too. One of his players, and we've got scrum in front of the net. Couple of shots there from the Pirates. Couple of good right blocker saves for Hurt. Puck in the far right corner on the blue line, kept in by Jay Rybar for the Pirates. Puck to the right of Hurt's net. It is handled by Ortel. Ortel chips that into central ice, and it'll move back into the Bayport zone before being taken out. And we get another whistle. Looks like it's going to be an icing call on the Evergreens. Faceoff will come to the right circle of Pirates goalie Marcus Niemi. Faceoff being taken by Jay Rybar and Brady Brunell. Everest wins the faceoff. Puck behind the back of the Pirates net in the left corner. As fighting for it at the boards is David Hackbarth. Able to get it out of the Pirates. Got control of the puck. Headed into the zone. On the left side is Jake LaRon. LaRon tries to pass that off. Now behind the net. Trying to take a shot to the left of Hurt. Puck drifts back behind the goal. Taken control of by Samuels. He'll try and get a cross-ice pass there. He'll drift all the way back into Bayport's own zone. As goaltender Niemi comes far out to try and play that. Ends up being taken by Voss. Voss in the left corner goes it down and is now in a board battle. In the left corner, chips it out to center ice where it is taken by Kuz. Kuz gives it off to Samuels. Samuels with the shot, and that is gloved by Niemi. Nice long shot from behind at the right circle there for Kuz. Probably the best look the Evergreens have had so far this period. 10:04 left in the first. As the faceoff comes to the right circle of Niemi. Faceoff won by the Pirates. Drifts to the left board as able to take the puck behind the net is Bunnell. Puck will come out and go all the way back to the Everest zone. He'll take control in the left corner. The boards, that'll move back around behind goal. Taken by Yakuz, moved up. Samuels gets a stick on it and flips it up, but Pirates are able to keep control of the puck. Zapass is trying to make a cross at the ice by Bayport and Anderson to their own zone. Trying to take it out of the zone is Voska. Voska in the far corner. Puck goes around to the left side where Evergreen's Vanell is able to get a stick on it as he hands it off to Shiro. Shiro chips it up to the blue line, and a shot is taken by Ottinger. Ottinger just wide to the right. Puck on the right far boards. That's controlled by the Pirates. A little poke check by the Evergreens to keep it in the Bayport zone. Quinn has the puck behind, as able to take it at the blue line. Shot wide to the left by Nitska. Hits the netting there. Evergreen still trying to keep it in the Bayport zone, able to keep it on the far right side. Puck goes behind the net and to the left corner. Got three players there, four battling for it. Bayport able to take control and chip that back out and into the other end, where we will get another whistle for icing. This game is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Baseman Shoe and Clothing on Wausau's South 3rd Avenue. Wool bibs, wool pants, wool shirts, and warm Irish setter boots. Serving central Wisconsin for over 80 years, your hunting headquarters is Basemans of Wausau. Face off to the left circle of Nemi. Face off one by the Evergreens. Taken by Hackbarth. Hackbarth unable to keep control of that puck as Bayport is able to get it out, but coming back in, Hackbarth on the far right side. Spins around into the right circle, able to stick hand that off, and a shot is taken and hits the left blocker pad by Yakuz. And we will get a whistle as Nemi was able to stop a second rebound chance. New Lions coming out here for the Pirates. Looks like the Evergreens are going to keep their current line on the ice. Face off to the left circle of Nemi. The Pirates zone. Won by Bayport, but Everest able to take control. Far left corner shot from Yakuz. Goes off pads of Nemi. Puck behind the net. Rolls around to the far left corner. Bayport going to be able to get that as it goes back behind the net again. Continues moving to the left. Moving forward, and that is going to be taken almost in by itself by Ty Froelich. Froelich keeps control, unable to get a shot off as he's moved to the far left corner of Hurt. Able to get it out of there for the Pirates is Samuels. Samuels able to get a shot there. Back to the blue line for Voss. Voss unable to keep control of that puck as it hops over his stick and it'll float back into the Bayport offensive zone. As Hackbarth has it in the far right corner, tries to get it out, but ends up going to the Pirates. Be taken by Samuels past center line into the Everest zone. Dropped off, not a player there, but able to try and keep that play alive with Jay Rybar. Everest speeding in to the zone on the far left side. It's Hurt. Hurt goes around the net, drops it off. Thought he may have had a player there. It will go to Bayport, but able to get a shot right in front of the net for Everest as Bunnell almost goes in as it went right over Nemi's right pad. Able to get the stop there though and move it out forward as Bayport comes back out with it. Moving into the zone is Voska. Voska unable to keep control as Everest gets it back out of center ice. Puck crosses the line back into the Everest zone as Yakuz puts it out. Everest taking it through center ice. Tried to drop it off. That is picked up by Bayport. Far right by the benches. Bayport still able to keep control as they put it on the left side. Looks like they're looking for a bit of a change here. Everest, far right, moves it into the Bayport zone as that'll come to goaltender Nemi, who will handle it with his stick. Shot from behind the back from Shiro. Shiro unable to do anything with that as Bayport moves into the offensive zone with Heiska. Bayport back in their own zone, trying to keep it away from Everest attackers. Moving through center ice is Brady. Brady moves off to the left, drops it off for a teammate. Keeps it in the far right corner of Hurt. Then trying for a net side shot, Jack Chilson pops back out to the right corner. Fight at the board for that. It moves back into the corner and behind the net on the left side for it for the Pirates is Strand. Strand gets a bit on it, but unable to keep control of it as Everest chips it into Bayport's zone for a change. Able to catch that at center ice for the Evergreens is Colby Schmidt. Schmidt puts that into the zone. Puck now behind the net. As Bayport trying to get it out, or able to get it out, as headed quickly with it by himself is Meisterschmidt. Meisterschmidt passed that off to the center, and shot there for Jay Rybar, a little high. So able to get a block as hurt with his glove. And then we will have a penalty call here. Looking like it'll be interference. So that is a call on Nick Meisterschmidt of the Pirates. So the Evergreens are headed to the power play with 4:34 left to go here in the first period. Still no score at this time. If you look by both teams, each team has had about two shots that looked like they could have gone in. Now the Evergreens will be on the power play for the next 2 minutes. Face off to the left circle of Niemi. One by the Evergreens. Bayport able to get that out, but taking it at center ice is Niche. We'll drop that off as it is passed over to Shiro. Shiro far right takes a shot, hits pads of Niemi. Puck on the far right, and it is almost taken out by the Pirates as moving back is Shiro. Cross ice pass over to Hurt. Hurt on the left side. And looks like we have an offsides here from the Evergreens. And the faceoff will go back to center ice. Line changes for both teams. Faceoff is won by the Pirates. It's put into their zone and able to take it out is Sam Karomsky. Evergreen's able to get it at their blue line. He's trying to bring it in is Captain Kyle Jaslinski. Far left side for Schmidt. To the right boards for Bunnell. Hackbarth with a goal, and we have our first goal on the power play for the Evergreens, as that is scored by forward Davis Hackbarth, as he was in the right circle to Niemi, goes up and in. Looks like the assists are from Jacob Kuz and Grant Oratel. So Evergreens take the lead with 3:31 left to go here in the first period on the power play.
BC Everest power play goal scored.
So Everest takes the faceoff far right. Move that back into the Pirates zone, but that'll be an offside.
Hackbarth from Jakuz and Jablinski on the power play at 13.
Jakuz and Jablinski with the assists. Faceoff now comes into the Everest zone to the left of goaltender Ethan Hurt.
Got a shot at this one for sure.
Faceoff won by the Pirates, but able to get it in the corner is Hurt. Hurt behind the goal. And we have a goal sneak in by Bayport, so we're all tied here 1-1 just mere seconds after the Evergreens started the scoring. Looks like that one was snuck in the corner by Samuel Lyons. So 3:14, and we're all tied up here in the first. We'll see if there are any assists on this.
77 from 81.
Excuse me, that was Jay Rybar. He scored that goal for Bayport. Just mere seconds after the Evergreens power play had expired, snuck that one in on the left side just above the pad of goaltender Ethan Hurt. Face off won by the Evergreen. Puck drifts into the Ever Zone, taken control of by Ortel. Ortel trying to keep it to the left blue line. Bayport able to get it into the Ever Zone. It's chipped out and is brought back by Alex Voss. Voss cross ice pass. Losing control of it is Christoph Voska as it drifts back and behind the net as the Evergreens move forward on the left side. Keeping it is Hackbarth. Hackbarth behind the goal. Slammed by three Bayport players there as puck drifts into the left corner. Looks like we have an arm up for a penalty. Looks like this is going to be on the Evergreens. That is on the Evergreens from Schmidt.
At 14:25.
2:35 left here in the first. All tied 1-1. This will be the Pirates' first power play of the game. Ever's first time on the penalty kill. Face off to the right circle. Won by the Pirates. Able to keep it in. Far right blue line. As Chilson. Chilson takes it. Blue line tries to get a shot on. And that will go straight into the glove of Hurt as he has to move from post to post to grab that one. So whistle here to stop. So get set for a face-off in the left circle. This game is brought to you by Dunright Exteriors. Dunright Exteriors, siding, windows, roofs, and gutters. For over 65 years, Dunright is a real standout in the community. Back at the right side of the blue line for the Pirates is Jake Quinn. Cross-ice pass. Jake Quinn gets it back. Chips it into the right corner. Good movement here on the Pirates' power play. Another cross-ice pass. Side shot tried there from the left side by Voss. Voss unable to get that near the net as it'll drift back into the Pirates' own zone. They'll keep it behind the blue line. They've got three players back there with Evergreen's Shiro waiting. Bayport carries it on the left side, chips it into the zone, rings it around the boards, ends up on the right corner. Keeping control of it in the right corner is Meisterschmidt. Meisterschmidt takes it to the left side boards where it is taken by Voss. Voss gives that up to Chilson for a shot, and that one dribbles in off the right post from Chilson. Pirates now leading this game 2-1 with both teams having to go on the power play. Looks like that's actually a no-goal, so went off the post and fully crossed the line, so we're still knotted up 1-1 here. 58 seconds left in the power play for the Pirates, 1:33 left in the period. Face-off to the left circle, taken back to the left corner of the blue line by the Pirates. Keeping hold of that's Brady. Brady gives it off to Gilbertson. Brady has it back in the far side, tries to get it forward. Everest able to bring it down with a hand, but it is taken again by the Pirates, by Cano. Cano, far right side, gives it off to Strand. Strand to the left, to Brady. Brady with a shot, goes off pad, trying for a pass. There was Voska, blew out, back to Brady, corner. Shot attempted there by Lyons. Lyons not able to get a stick on that, as that will be taken out of the zone by Everest. Power play almost over here for the Pirates. They have control of the puck to their left circle. Able to chip that into the Everest zone. Power play ends. About 30 seconds left here in the first period. Looks like they called that an icing, so we will set back in the Pirate zone. Looks like the face-off is going to be in the left circle. Pirates almost able to take the lead here on that last power play, but weren't able to quite get that puck to cross the line as it only hit the right goalpost. Everest wins face-off, goes into the left corner, taken by Komorowski. Goes to the right corner for Kisley. Pirates able to take that into center ice as going in to center is Frolik. Frolik with a pass and then a shot. That goal looks like it is scored by Quinn.
With
15 seconds left in this period, and the Pirates take the lead shortly after their power play expires. And excuse me, that goal was scored by Sean Samuels as he got the pack from Frolik. So back to Sunrise. Pirates leading us 2-1. 15 seconds left here in the first. Bayport able to take faceoff. We'll be fighting at the left boards and center ice. Getting it in for a shot is Meister Schmidt, and able to glove that is Hurt. Hurt holding. 3 seconds left, so we'll have about enough time for another faceoff before this period ends. Faceoff will be in the circle to the left of Hurt. Faceoff drifts back to Pirates Brady, and that'll be the horn for the first period. Bayport Pirates are leading the DC Everest Evergreens 2-1. We'll be back with a recap of the first period here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.